Can you hear clearly there? Sorry? Is it clear? Hello, Raboisa, is it clear? Yeah? Okay, I'm speaking on the handset, so I just want to know if it's clear. Okay, we're doing... let's make a quick recap of what we learnt last week. How's everyone? Have a nice Shabbos, everyone? Good morning. Right. Okay, so let's start from here. Let's do a quick chazor of what we said. So we learned that the challah should be on the table for Kiddush. And what happens is that the reasons why you cover the challah, different reasons why you cover the challah. Some say because you make Bo'i Priya Gofen, and really Hamoitzi gets Kedima over Bo'i Priya Gofen. There's a bush, there's embarrassment to the challah, so we cover it. That's one reason. The other reason is because of the mon, Zeichel Amon. And the practical difference between those two reasons is, first of all, for Shalosh Shudas, and secondly, if someone's making Kiddush on bread, he's not making Kiddush on wine. If the reason is because of the boishes, the busher, well then you haven't got anything because you're not making on wine. And if the reason is because of the mon, you need to cover it. Then there's a third reason, that's Yikra to Shabbos. We saw the Mishnah Berurah says that it's an honor for Shabbos, that things are already prepared. It comes to show that it's the covered seat of Shabbos. So that's what we said. That's why the challahs should be there. We tried to accommodate all shittas, and that's the thing. And we said also last time, the minhag seems to be that when someone makes Kiddush, just the place where he makes Kiddush, he covers over. So the moshe on Shabbos morning is a more common such a question. On Shabbos morning, where you go to a kiddush and shul, wherever it is, someone's house, and there's a whole spread of cakes. Normally, the minhag is, it seems to be matbid just to cover the place where the mekalish is making kiddush. That's what it seems. Then we spoke about So it looks like if it says Yikur Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos, it looks like it should be covered until you make Hamotzi. You make it till then you take off the Hamotzi. It's not Makkah, but... Yeah, quite right. It's Bushes, it's finished. But Hazeich and Amon, it could be until you actually eat the Chalas, it should be also covered. So for those two reasons, maybe the Chalas should be covered all the way through to Hamotzi. That's what we do, yeah. So the Maiz, the Chalas should be on the table when you make Kiddush as well. The Maiz, it should be there. That's, you can see clearly that's the whole Shadow of Busha. So it looks like the Chalas should be there. You shouldn't bring the Chalas afterwards, it looks like. Because the whole time of one of the reasons is because the Busha, if the Chalas only come in afterwards, there's no Busha at all. So it looks like the Chalas should be on the table by the time Shabbos comes in, when the time you're making Kiddush. Ideally, red wine should be used, we spoke about last time. If you can, there's a minor also of non-mavusha wine, we said, but if you prefer it, then you can have mavusha wine. I don't think we spoke about this last time, but there is a chisoron, it looks like, of yain magula, wine that's left been uncovered. The Novi Malachi says, you bring a korbonus, things which are not so good, to the base of mitzvah, it's not nice. It looked like in the old days, certainly, wine that was left uncovered for an amount of time, a few hours, apparently the wine wasn't so good. We haven't got this problem, really. Our wine doesn't really have this problem. It doesn't go bad, normally be left for a bit of time. However, it could be if it's been left overnight for a 12-hour stretch, and some poskim say that one shouldn't use it for Kiddush. Sorry? If it's Megula, we say Megula normally, according to Shulchan Aruch, a few hours already is a problem, but we're not machmir like that. We spoke about stam yain, if a non-Jew touches wine, yeah, that's also problematic, if it's wine, because then you can't have it. Grape juice is, what do you call it, it's different, because it's mavushla ready, according to many poskim, and therefore, it's, what do you call it, you have to, it's got no problem of a non-Jew touching it. Others hold that our cooking, well, it's not really cooking, it's pasteurizing our grape juice, is not enough to make it not a problem for non-Jew touching it. But I think many people are making it in this point. Okay, Raboisa, is that clear? Yeah? Okay, let's move on. Now, the title today was a very interesting title. I have a cold. May someone else drink the wine for me? That means someone's making Kiddush, and he doesn't want to drink the wine. He wants someone else to drink the wine. Is that okay? That's the shayla. So this is actually Mefurash Halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber says like this: Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. He had some of it himself. We give the whole lot away. Right. Okay. Right. Let's have a look. Very interesting. Have a look at this. So here's our look here, like this. Im loy tom hamikadish, v'tom echad me'amusumin kamalei lugmav yotza. So the Mechaber starts off like this, and you can see from the Mechaber, and the Mechaber carries on. Hagoyim soivrim sheim loy tom hamikadish lo yotza. The first shitta in this thing is that the Goyim hold that the Mekalish has to drink the wine. First of all, let's just discuss a minute ago. Maybe I thought it might be different, yeah. First of all, the shayla is how much wine do you have to drink for Kiddush? So we spoke about before that how much must the Kohen hold when you make Kiddush? A Revius. A Kohen must hold a Revius. That's either 86 mil or 150, one of the two. But after, you don't have to drink the whole lot. What you're supposed to drink is called Molly Lugmov. Molly Lugmov means a cheekful. Now you must realize different people have different cheeks. I mean, a bigger person can hold more in his cheek than a smaller person. So it depends how big you are, what your cheekful is. Roughly speaking, an average person, a Molly Lugmov is about just over half a revius. So let's say it's 86 mil, so about 45 mil is the Molly Lugmov. For a bigger person, it could be more. It can never be more than a revius. A Molly Lugmov of a person, however big he is, it could be a very big person. It can't be bigger than a revius. So generally speaking, we take an average sort of person, a Molly Lugmov is about 45 mil. Now, the Mechaber's first shitter is, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, there's a few shitter, but the first shitter is that the one who makes the Kiddush, he should drink the whole lot, Molly Lugmov. He can give out afterwards to people, but the actual shiur of Molly Lugmov should be completed by him. He should have the whole amount of Molly Lugmov. The person himself was making Kiddush, he should have the whole amount of Molly Lugmov. That's shitter number one. The second shitter is that, no, you don't have to have the person who made the Kiddush to drink the Molly Lugmov. But anyone who was listening, anyone who was a part of this Kiddush, anyone who's been staref in this Kiddush to hear Kiddush, they can also take part and drink the Moya Lugmov. Again, this shitta holds that one of the listeners, at least, should drink the Moya Lugmov. So, is that because of what? Yeah, because there's no chiyuv Molly Lugmov there. There's no chiyuv of Molly Lugmov. The here, yeah, it's a chiyuv as kiddush to have a Molly Lugmov. When you have a chiyuv Molly Lugmov, the shaila is not who has to drink it. So the first two shitters that we're learning now, that means the first shitter holds the Mekadosh has to drink the whole lot. The second shitter holds that any one of the people who are listening can use up the Molly Lugmov. That's the second shitter. And the third shitter is a very big kula. The third shitter holds that it's enough if you make a tziruf, as long as combined, the people drinking together make a molly lugmov, that's good enough. So again, shit number one is that a mekadish, the one who made kiddush, he has to drink the whole molly lugmov. He has to drink the whole 45 mil. Opinion number two, shitter number two, is that you can have anyone, the listeners, anyone, that means men, ladies, children. Rav Ozner says, ideally, a child shouldn't be given to, should rather be given to a godel. But any one of the people who are there, anyone the gedolim, anyone the adults can drink. If the adults doesn't want to drink, then you can give it to a cotton who's a gear lechinuch, who's being, who listened to the kiddush. You can do that. But anyone who's part of the kiddush can drink the wine, the Molly Lugmov. And the third shitter, which is a very lenient shitter, and that shitter is that as long as there's a tziruf, a combination of people drinking together, and they make up a Molly Lugmov, that's good enough. So far, so good, I would say. Yeah? So now, this is what we pick on the halacha. The halacha We tried to accommodate shitter number one. Shitter number one is that the McCullys should drink the whole amount. That's ideal. If he can't manage that, then another person from the Kiddush can, can do it. If you can't even manage that, then you can have a tziruf. Now, coming back to our question, so the moshe, let's say there's the head of the household wants to make Kiddush, but let's say he's got a cold, but he doesn't feel up to it to be able to drink the wine. So the chore, what should come out is really, he shouldn't make Kiddush, really. It's better that someone else makes Kiddush. His wife or one of his children, and they drink the wine. That's really the best. But many possums say that's not covered. The covered is that the bala boss of the house makes the Kiddush. And therefore, they say that's like a bedieved already. And therefore, one can rely on this second shitter that the bala boss makes Kiddush, and then he gives it to one of the bnei bayis or whatever to drink the wine. So that's halacha l'maaseh, really. That in a bnei bayis, in a household, where the father, for some reason, can't drink the wine, he doesn't feel up to drinking the wine, he's not feeling well enough to drink the wine, he's allowed to make Kiddush, and he can pass it on to someone else. But if you go to a Kiddush on Shabbos morning, now there's no cover that one person has to make Kiddush. I mean, everyone's there. So what should happen is, if the person who wants to make Kiddush says, I can't drink the wine, then it's better to give it to someone else to make Kiddush. It'd be better for someone else to make Kiddush than rather him making Kiddush. Because there's no cover that he has to make Kiddush. I mean, maybe it's the Rav, the Shul, maybe it's different. But generally speaking, a Kiddush where you've got everyone who can make Kiddush, and one person says, I don't mind making Kiddush, but I prefer not to drink the wine, then in such a case there, it's better to give it to someone else. Okay, everybody, so that's the klal. In your own house, where the bala boss is nicer, the bala boss makes Kiddush, in that case there, when the bala boss should make Kiddush himself, then he's allowed to make Kiddush and rely on the shitter that someone else can drink the wine. Sorry? No, you're allowed to. I don't want to come to. He's going to come to. But if it's the Hedek of the Kiddush, it's called a Bichsa Mitzvah. And therefore, on Friday night, Shabbos day, or Shabbos day, we'll see about Friday night, the Boi Prayer Gofen is, he's saying it as we make someone else. The interesting thing actually is, yeah, he's making Boi Prayer Gofen. Sorry? What are you gaining with that simcha? If a molly lugmov, that's clear, if a molly lugmov is not drunk from the wine, no one's yet to Kiddush. If no one is yet to Kiddush, that means that Kiddush is no good if a molly lugmov wasn't drunk. Yeah, but he's got to drink a molly lugmov at least. That one, you have to have, well, again, shitter number one is that the Mekadish, the one who makes Kiddush, has to have a molly lugmov. That's shitter number one. Shitter number two is that any one of the listeners can have a molly lugmov. One of the listeners should have a whole molly lugmov. The third shitter is that you can use all the people who are listening to Kiddush to join together to have a molly lugmov. I mean, he has a quarter of a molly lugmov, another one has another quarter of a molly lugmov, and combined, four people together, have a molly lugmov, that's okay. But nothing. He's not having anything. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. If you're relying on the second or third shitter, you don't have to have anything. It doesn't make a difference whether you have a mashu. I don't think it makes a difference whether he has a mashu. Maybe according to some things it might make a difference. But pashtus, if he's not having, the broch of Boi Prayer Gofen is a bechas mitzvah. That is a bechas mitzvah you're making. And therefore, you can be mitzi other people that know you don't drink. Yeah? It's an amazing thing, actually. The meister person makes a bracha, Boi Prayer Gofen, and he's being mitzi all the people who are there? But certainly, what happened, I'll ask you a shayla, if someone's by himself, he lives by himself, let's say, and he doesn't fancy Kiddush wine, he can't drink the wine, it's too heavy for him, he's too sweet, he can't have it. What do you do about Kiddush now on Friday night? He's got a problem. So he has to make it on lechem then. He has to make it on something else. If no one's going to drink that wine, he's got a problem. You can't be yotze kiddush like that. And therefore, what you have to do is someone he has to make kiddush something else. When you've got other people with you, you can rely on the shitters that you can join the other people together with you to make up the kiddush. They can drink the wine. But in a case of where you're by yourself, there's no one else with you, and a person doesn't want to have the wine, he can't have the wine, doesn't feel up to having the wine, then he can't use this. He's got no shit to rely on. The only thing he can do is to make kiddush on lechem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah. There is an interesting thing. Rabbi Kibbeh says that this whole shtickle Torah is only when the Mekalish is also being Yetzer now. Means when the Mekalish is being Yetzer now, he should ideally drink Moly Lugmov. When the Mekalish makes Kiddush for other people, he's not drinking at all, then there's no problem other people joining together. That's what Rabbi Kibbeh says. He's got an interesting raya. If he's not being Yetzer at all, he doesn't have to have to go to Kiddush. But then it's the chatchil of one, the shomer, to do it. You can have that sometimes. Sometimes people don't want to make Kiddush themselves, so they want you to be Yetzer them. So you don't, or you've already been Yetzer Kiddush already. So if you really, let's say, for example, I'll give an example. Let's say someone's went to Kiddush in Shul. He comes home, he's made Kiddush already in Shul. He comes home, he wants to make Kiddush for his wife. He's allowed to make Kiddush for his wife again. He's an Arab, but you're allowed to make Kiddush for your wife. So you make Kiddush. In that case there, where you've already been Yetzer Kiddush, in that case there, you don't need to drink from the wine. The shitter that you have to drink a modern liver from the wine is only, sort of Kiwega, when you're being Yetzer Kiddush. If you want to be Yetzer Kiddush now, then there's an Indian that you have the moral look of. If you've already been Yetzer Kiddush and you're making for someone else, then the other people can have the moral look of to come, either one person from there or they can combine it, but you don't have to have a moral look of. Yeah, it's an important halacha, this actually. So this whole halacha only applies in a case of where you are being Yetzer Kiddush now. Where you are being Yetzer Kiddush now yourself, ideally, you should have a more lugmo for that Kiddush wine. Say, it's not very much. You think about it, 45 mil of a Revius cup is not very big. It's really not very much at all. We're talking about as though it's a huge amount. It's not very much at all. It's really quite small. So that's not a problem for a person to have. But that's what one should have. Ideally, one should have the Moly Lugmov of wine himself. If he can't manage that, he can pass it on to someone else out of the Shomin, who drinks a whole Moly Lugmov. If that also can't be done, then you can share the Moly Lugmov with a combination of people. Again, I think we've brought this up before, this could only be done to people being Yetzer Kiddush. If, for example, I'm making Kiddush, and there's 10 people listening, I can't drink a Moly Lugmov. I don't fancy it. None of the people there by the Kiddush want to be Yetzer either. They don't want to drink the wine either. I can't call a friend to drink the wine. It has to be really one of the people who are being Yetzer the Kiddush who drinks the wine. Yeah, but it could be sometimes people don't like drinking wine. Yeah, you're right. Normally they're all there. I mean, the people who are all there normally are the ones who are being Yetzer. But you can have someone who's already been Yetzer Kiddush, he's just coming, he's standing, he's sitting by the table, but he's already heard Kiddush, he doesn't need your Kiddush at all. He's heard Kiddush already, he doesn't need your Kiddush. He just happens to came from his house, or he's been somewhere else, he's heard Kiddush already, and now he comes to your house, you're making Kiddush, he can't be the one to have part of the wine. It doesn't help. He has to be the one who has to have the wine. There's someone who's being Yetzer with the Kiddush now. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyach. All right. Carlton. See you, Carlton.